I think we're live here on Facebook Live. My name is Ken Stratton. I'd like to welcome everyone to our broadcast tonight. We've got a great call lined up, great broadcast lined up. The focus of the call tonight, or the broadcast, is depression and anxiety and the inflammation connection. And there's really a very tight connection there, guys. And we have received so much interest and so many responses from so many people excited about tonight's call, or broadcast. So I'm really excited to share the information with you tonight. Now, if you were with me last week, you know that I barely made it to South Carolina in time, where I did it from the very famous Dr. Marianne Rosen's home, a beautiful home. We did events all through the weekend out there. Great turnout. Now, tonight, I flew back into Arizona a couple days ago. Now I'm in California. So right here in California, beautiful, beautiful California. I'm actually heading up to the Bay Area where San Francisco Giants, Oakland A's. I'm also doing events up there, the Fit Expo with a very big Core Health Product user that has invited me to the event. Chuck the Destroyer Young, who's very well known in the area of arm wrestling. So it's going to be a big weekend, a lot to do, a lot of people to meet with. I'd like to welcome everyone to the broadcast tonight. Todd Butcher, always appreciate your support. Eric, man, what's up, dude? I'm glad you're on. Trina, relative. Trina, so glad you're on tonight. Love you, miss you, glad you're on the call. We know we've done something right. We've even got my brother JR on here tonight where he might learn something. So, guys, we've got all kinds of people logging in. Camille, thank you for logging in. I'm really excited about tonight. Now, let me start off. Not something I like to do. In fact, I spot it for all the time, but the attorneys have said, you got to do it, Chan. It's not a question. You just have to do it. It's that disclaimer because, you know, the pesky old FDA, they don't like us making claims or anything else. We certainly hope that I don't, but I have to read this part per the attorney, so bear with me. Much of the information I share tonight has not been approved nor evaluated by the FDA. The information I share is based on 20-plus years of experience and the studies that I reference here tonight. The medical and or nutritional information that I share is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health providers with any question you may have regarding any medical condition, especially with all mental conditions, including anxiety and depression, which is our focus for tonight. So, now that we've got the technical stuff out of the way, let's sit back and have a lot of fun because, guys, this is an important topic. I've been in this industry for over 20 years. I've had the opportunity of working with so many different professional athletic organizations, teams, athletes, very, very well-known people. And so what I share with you tonight, here from right here in California, is information regarding two very, very important, that potentially debilitating diseases, anxiety, and depression. So, hey, Rena, welcome to the call. Glad you made it on. Really appreciate you being on here. Stephanie, another famous snowflake girl, Stephanie Lopez, welcome to the call. The topic, as I said up the call, anxiety and depression, and the inflammation connection. Guys, there is absolutely a connection here. Now, my draft for tonight, remember I told you last week that I like to do a Thursday night drafting because there's just so many things that are going on that we really need to bring to the forefront. We need to be bold enough to say, here are some issues and how do we address them? Because I think they're causing some major, major, major issues. Now, my drafting tonight goes right in the face of the broad and, I believe, irresponsible prescriptions or writing a prescription for anxiety and depression. Now, don't get me wrong. There are many people that I feel so sorry for and that have these issues and that do have anxiety and depression and many other mental challenges and disabilities. And so in no way am I suggesting that they're not valid, but the study showed, as a study that was conducted by a very, very reputable organization, showed that 69% of all the people in the United States that were prescribed on a depression or anxiety medication, 69% of them were found not to meet the criteria for clinical depression. In addition to that, 38% of them did not meet the criteria for any mental condition like anxiety or many of those others. Now again, don't let me offend any of you that feel like you have anxiety or medication and that, you know, hey, I'm just sharing with you that there are all kinds of alternatives and that statistics show the vast majority of people don't meet the criteria. It is simple for a doctor to prescribe an SSRI, okay? A selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor for anxiety, for depression, for any and all of these issues that we're seeing so common in America today. So let me talk about how and why inflammation plays such a vital, vital role in this issue, and how statistics are showing that we can address address anxiety and depression and many of the other issues by looking at inflammation. That's what we're going to talk about. But I am extremely disappointed in how many Medicare prescriptions the doctors are giving out when the patient doesn't even meet the criteria, and there's no standardizing of this criteria for doctors to have to follow before they give out this prescription. So that is my grasping. Now, we receive, I can't even tell you how many. I mean, reply after reply after reply from people asking me to restate the analogy that I used last week, because I still believe that things like anxiety, that things like depression, and many other mental issues, foggy brain, mental fogginess, all those kind of things are smoke from the underlying fire. The fire is burning us up, and we're addressing the smoke. Okay, now, let me just run right through that analogy again, because we have so many people that said this makes so much sense. You and your spouse are in a home, and you're in two different rooms. Your spouse calls us and says, honey, come run, and I smell smoke. You say, I'll be there in a minute, honey, and a minute later, your spouse yells again, honey, I'm really smelling smoke. It's getting stronger. Please come and run it. Now you're starting to get a little looks like it's trying to reconnect here, so hopefully it will in just a second. Hopefully we reconnect it here, okay? So by the third time when your wife or when your spouse says, honey, you got to come and run it, not only do I smell smoke, but I see smoke. It's that important. So you come running down the stairs, and as you're running to the other room, you see right in front on the inside of your doorway, and your entrance, there's this fire. And sure enough, that fire is giving off smoke, and smoke is starting to go through the house. And so you very quickly run and grab these electrical fans that are to stimulate, okay, drugs. The drugs. These electric fans you run and grab, and you grab three or four different fans, and you position them just right in front of that fire. You open your front door so that you can turn these fans on, or these drugs, and you can blow the smoke right out the door. That's your goal. Now these drugs, or these fans that it's representing, they have to be adjusted, maybe a little higher, maybe a little lower, maybe we position a little to the left or a little to the right, but we position these drugs so that we can address the very smoke coming off of this fire. And sure enough, those fans or those drugs blow that smoke right out the front door, and you're able to say, honey, I fixed it. We fixed the problem. There's no more smoke in our house. And sure enough, your spouse says, wait, honey, you're the best. I don't have smoke. I don't smell it, and I don't see it. And folks, the very fans, the very drugs that are addressing much of the smoke, which are symptoms of the fire, these fans are fanning the flame. And now your fire begins to spread. The disease, the illness, the sickness begins to spread throughout the house or throughout your body. And if it goes into another room, there's a whole other set of fans or drugs that need to be addressed in a position differently, maybe different sizes. Folks, we can't continue to look at the smoke. We have to address the fire. And when we're talking about things like mental issues that we are seeing running rampant, that we're seeing in our military men coming back with post-traumatic stress syndrome, when we see it over and over in our college students that are going off and anxiety away from mom and dad, and we have these concerns and these challenges, and when we're seeing so many people that are suffering from these issues, we can't just throw a drug at it. We can't just turn a fan on and expect the smoke to go away and forget about the cause. Folks, the cause for tonight's call, the cause of anxiety and depression in many cases, maybe not all, but in many cases, I believe in most, is in fact inflammation. Now here are some statistics for you. When any inflammation is created, there are some very important contributing factors to all these diseases. Whether those diseases be your autoimmune diseases, such as MS, such as celiac disease, such as any of the others that you want to look at, the contributing factor is always inflammation. Inflammation is a common thread in every single disease. When you look at almost everything, from dermatitis to pancreatitis to any and all other issues and problems, itis implies inflammation. And that inflammation has some very important factors, one of which is that inflammation instantly creates the production of what are called cytokines. Now, cytokines play an important role, both good and bad. Cytokines are a natural process because with inflammation, it triggers the body to say, uh-oh, something's not right. There's inflammation, and so it triggers these cytokines, and the cytokines start doing the job. But here's the problem. Here's the issue, guys. Listen close right here. Cytokines dramatically reduce the production of serotonin and norepinephrine and many of the other chemicals that are used for brain balance. See, for years, and more so right now than ever before, Big Pharma has made us believe that anxiety and depression is a brain chemical imbalance and we have to address the brain chemical. So they created SSRI, anxiety medication, depression medication. SSRI stands for selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. In simple, what they're saying is they've got this drug that stops the natural process of serotonin being metabolized after it does its job of giving us that happy feeling. It stops the metabolism of that chemical, serotonin. And it leaves it. It says, I don't want it to be metabolized yet. I want to leave it in the system so I can drain a little bit more out of that serotonin. The philosophy is okay, but it's addressing the symptom when you look at the part they're not teaching us, guys, and that is this. Serotonin is dramatically reduced in every inflammatory scenario. Let me find this paper right here. Listen to this. In severe allergy patients, it is shown that the serotonin, looks like Hopefully we're reconnecting here. Hopefully we're reconnected now. Okay? In allergies, immune is a factor. Inflammation is a factor. It's a contributing factor. In Alzheimer's disease, inflammation is a factor. Okay? It's chronic inflammation that damages brain cells. In anemia, inflammation is a dramatic production of the cytokines that affects anemia. Ankylosis spondylitis is a joint inflammatory issue. Arthritis is joint and cartilage inflammation. Celiac disease. Damage of the intestinal lining caused by inflammation, Crohn's disease, damage of the intestinal lining caused by inflammation, Crohn's disease, leaky gut syndrome, all damage to the intestinal lining caused by inflammation. Fibromyalgia, inflammation, again, it's a contributing factor in every one of these diseases that we see commonly every single day. Kidney failure. Now, something as dramatic as kidney failure, some would say, well, you know, this is something way worse. No, kidney failure is caused from an inflammatory response and a spike in those cytokines that reduce circulation, therefore kidney failure. John Stevens, I appreciate the comments. Jack Sadman, thanks for following. Linda Cross, man, what an honor to have you on the call with us. Linda Moore, Linda Cross, so many of you, thanks for joining on. Guys, I'm telling you right now, inflammation is a primary contributor to all diseases, sicknesses, and illnesses, in particular, anxiety and depression. Now, as we move forward, let me share. Okay? So I'm trying to set the stage for you to understand that anything that causes inflammation affects, okay, first of all, inflammation creates the cytokines, and cytokines reduce the production of that serotonin, norepinephrine, and other important brain chemicals. But here's the key. Here's the catch. We have been so taught, and it's been so emphatic, that people always think those chemicals are produced in the brain. Think about it for a minute. If I ask you, where do you think serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, and many of the other brain chemicals that affect our happiness or our sadness, our depression, our anxiety, our separation anxiety, our full-blown different, whatever it is, where do you think those chemicals are produced? Now, honestly, not many years ago, probably not many months ago, I would have said the brain. But given the fact that my son went through a traumatic brain injury, which many of you shared that experience with us, and I appreciate so much that you shared in these experiences and these challenges with us. My studies, the time I spent, I have learned so much about the functionality of the brain. Here's a key factor. 90% of all your serotonin, your norepinephrine, your dopamine, and other neurotransmitters are produced in the gut. They're produced in the gut. Now, I want to see some comments about that from you guys. Lisa Moore, good to see you. I'm sorry, I think I said Linda a minute ago. Lisa, great to have you. Tammy Goble, another great one to have. Kim, Ravonda, we appreciate it, guys. I appreciate the support. Looks like I'm freezing again. I'm sorry, it looks like I froze again, guys, but hey, when you're traveling, sometimes this stuff happens. But my point is this, guys. All of those neurotransmitters, 90% is produced in the gut. And so we have to look at gut health. Do you realize that leaky gut syndrome, that indigestion, clinical indigestion, okay, GERD disease, acid reflux, heartburn, that the diverticulitis, colitis, but leaky gut syndrome, things like that, do you realize that those individuals have 11 times more risk of depression and anxiety than those that don't have gut issues? I got study after study after study after study after study. I mean, one after another after another after another that shows inflammation starts in the gut. All inflammation. I had a friend call me earlier. In fact, about 30 minutes ago, it was by text. He said, "Chan, I've had gut issues for many years, and I can't quite seem to get it taken care of. But my back's really been hurting lately. Could there be a correlation?" Type all inflammation begins in the gut. I'm sorry, all chronic and long-term systemic inflammation begins in the gut. Always. Always. Now, why would I clarify my statement right there? Because you have what's called acute inflammation that would happen when you broke a leg, or you twisted an ankle, or you got hit in the head, okay? Or you tweaked your neck, okay? Your disc goes out, whatever. Those are acute inflammatory responses, natural process. We're talking long-term systemic inflammation. And every doctor that understands this side of how the body works will say that inflammation is a silent killer. So we have to address inflammation. How does that tie to the anxiety and the depression? That inflammation produces cytokines, which reduce that production of serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, and so on. One of the latest drugs that the drug companies have come out with, instead of the SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, now they have this new miracle. It's an SNRI, selective norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor. It's the same approach. It's a new cover. It's a new fire instead of smoke. It's a new smoke on the same fire. The fire is inflammation. And when you begin, you look at, guys, all of these different things, all of these different issues, whether we're talking arthritis, whether we're talking diverticulitis or colitis, whether we're talking internal leaky gut syndrome, acid reflux, heartburn, regardless of what it is, the contributing factor in every case is inflammation and that production of those cytokines. Now, beforehand, as I was sitting here, getting ready to do the call, I thought to myself, you know, I better really clarify some things so I don't hurt anybody's feelings. Because, yes, there are certainly some issues and some people that have true mental disabilities, whether it be whatever it is, I don't want to discuss that, but I am telling you that the vast majority of us, I didn't say you, of us, of all of us, have a reduced production of dopamine and serotonin and norepinephrine and so many other neurotransmitters that we are being diagnosed by the symptoms and not the problem. So let's talk real quickly, I've only got a few more minutes here, about what are some of these things that cause that inflammation. Most of the time, it is a reaction to a food, in most cases. Now, many of you in mind immediately go to gluten intolerance, celiac disease. Gluten intolerance is certainly increased cytokine production, and we see dramatic studies that show celiac patients, true celiac, has a reduced production, a very low presence of serotonin. So these inflammatory factors, whether it be gluten, whether it be whatever food it is, I believe, and I've been in this industry over 20 years, I have focused, laser focused, on the digestion and utilization of nutrients. And when a nutrient, good, healthy, or unhealthy nutrient, is not broken all the way down into a usable, burnable, metabolizing form, those nutrients are seen as foreign debris and cause this inflammatory reaction or cause of cytokine production. So in most cases, it's food and the lack of digestion. Now, I told you earlier that 90% of your norepinephrine, of your serotonin, those other neurotransmitters, are produced in the gut. We've got to address gut health, and gut health is always affected, or you can always dictate or measure your gut health based upon the presence or lack of your probiotics. Your probiotics, your living, healthy bacteria. As that bacteria is weakened, norepinephrine and all of your others, of those neurotransmitters, are reduced. Gut bacteria dictates your health. You've heard of that second brain. It's in the gut. In fact, listen to this. This just blows me away. I know I get excited about this, and I get all rattled, because this stuff is so... It makes so much sense when you break it down and you look at how the body functions. Now listen to this. There is what's called the vagus nerve, okay? The spinal cord, and then there's that vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve carries millions of nerves. And neurons, okay, are the translators of the message, and the neurotransmitters are all of the dopamine, the serotonin, those types of things. Listen to this. 90%, 90. And any of you that want these studies and information, please email us. I'm happy to make sure you get them. Okay, don't just believe me. The studies. All of the studies that I spent so much time. 90% of those nerves from the gut to the brain, 90%. Are one-way communication, and it's not brain to gut. It's gut to brain, which tell us that doctors are coming around and starting to emphasize more that the gut dictates brain function, which dictates normal movement and function, and happiness, and mood. 90% of those nerves one way from gut to brain, and then the brain takes that information and says, yep, we've got inflammation in the gut, we've got a major problem, cytokines produced. Or, yep, sure enough, we got a message from the gut and everything's great. But the gut dictates. We've heard of that second brain. We've heard of the gut brain. Guys, I can't emphasize enough that I really think that the brain in the gut is all as important, if not more important, than the very brain that we think with. Our thought processes, our reactions, are almost always dictated by the gut. Joni Smith, you just asked a question. How does stress factor into gut and brain health? Great, great, great question. Stress has shown time and time and time again to increase inflammatory responses, whether that is emotional or psychological or physical stress. It causes that pretty dramatic increase in cytokines, which cytokines, again, reduce that. Neurotransmitters. And as stress increases the cytokines and increases inflammation, here's what many of you are going to like, because I know the background of most all of you on this call. Guess what? All inflammation is acidic. All of it. Every single case of inflammation is acidic. So by reducing inflammation and reducing acidity, we allow for gut proliferation. We allow for better functionality. You all know how I teach about Kangen water reducing inflammation. Kangen electrically reduced water reducing acidity, balancing that pH. And we see with the balancing of pH, reduction of acidity also equals a reduction of an inflammation, which allows for a higher, more dramatic and faster production of those neurotransmitters that we need so drastically. So, in closing, guys, let me share with you the protocol, okay? Protocol is very important. Every doctor, Dr. Mercola, has some great information out there, but we have to look at anti-inflammatory foods and drinks. Reduce that inflammation and increase gut health. So you have to start with probiotics. We have to start by replenishing those probiotics, that gut health. It's all mandated by how much probiotic, living, healthy, thriving bacteria we have in our gut. Okay? And that can most effectively be replenished with our digestive health. Okay? Digestive health. That is a broad blend of 14 different stabilized probiotics. Those probiotics are what make up our gut health. And again, another great thing, I'm not going too long, but there's a very unique probiotic that you never hear anything about, okay? It's an L. rhombus, okay? Doesn't matter. Hopefully we're coming back on. Come on. Okay, hopefully we're back live again here, okay? Now, that probiotic, which is very, very seldom talked about because it's expensive. Most companies will only sell the alfalfa fluorine system. The gut is made up of multiple different strains. L. rhombus is a very important probiotic specifically that increases the production of norepinephrine. It's specific. The studies show it. So my point is, digestive health has to be consumed every single day to replenish those probiotics. We've got to get that probiotic proliferated, growing. I go through at least twice a year a probiotic blitz, which is a high dosage of enzymes and probiotics. That's important. Secondly, green leafy vegetables, okay? You should be consuming green leafy vegetables, kale and spinach. All of these green leafy vegetables are high in they're anti-inflammatory and also show an increase in the serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, and others. Green leafy vegetables. If you're not going to get them every day in a diet from a salad or whatever else, there's your core greens. 13 different greens, all alkalizing greens in one teaspoon. Okay, there's more vitamin A than 12 broccoli spears. There's more vitamin C than 20 cherries. More vitamin K. Vitamin K, very important in those neurotransmitter productions. Okay, vitamin D is very, very important. So I always support a vitamin D supplement. And then lastly, and possibly as importantly or more importantly than anything else, and that is omega-3 fatty acids from krill oil. Guys, I cannot tell you how emphatic I am since my son's traumatic brain injury that omega-3 fatty acids from krill in particular must be consumed. Must absolutely be consumed by everybody every single day. Omega-3 fatty acids from krill are in a phospholipid form. That phospholipid form is the only form that can be transported through the blood-brain barrier. The brain is the fattiest organ in the entire body. Nothing on your body is fatter than your brain. That's weird to think about, but it's made up of a very, very unique fatty acid, which is a phospholipid form of omega-3 fatty acid from krill. Now, why do I keep emphasizing krill? Because other fish that might be good omega-3 fatty acids are in a triglyceride form. Their absorption, although it is okay, is nowhere near the absorption of the phospholipid form of krill oil essential fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are vital. They must be consumed, whether mine or someone else's. Just make sure it's pharmaceutical grade. Guys, mine is pharmaceutical grade omega-3 fatty acids, and that's very unique. Question from John Stevens, how many capsules daily? I personally take 3 in the morning and 3 at night. I have my son and my kids taking 3 and 3. Everybody I can get to take 3 and 3, that's what I would like to see. Now, the dosage on the bottle is 2 a day because of cost factors and everything else, but if you or my brother or my sister, when my brother is on here, and I also see my sister on here, Dusty, thank you for being on the call. 3 in the morning, 3 at night. Omega-3 fatty acids make up the protective coating of the nervous system. That myelin sheath is mandatory, that myelin sheath protects the nerves. Those nerves that communicate, gut to brain, protected by myelin sheath. Myelin sheath is made up of omega-3 fatty acids. So those are important, guys. I hope that this has been beneficial. Of course, the Kangen water. Okay, I can't emphasize enough, your Kangen water sitting right here with me in my hotel reduces acid, very high in antioxidants. All these things together will put you in the best position possible. John Stevens' last question, digestive health, how many capsules? You're going to take 1 capsule with every meal. If you're doing a probiotic blitz, you're going to do 3 capsules 3 times a day for a month. And that's your probiotic blitz. But in general, 1 capsule with each meal with your food. Okay, I hope this has been beneficial, guys. As I said before, I hope that you follow us. Turn on the notifications. Last week I was saying right up here in the right-hand corner, but I've learned that it's cross-linked when you look at it. So when you're looking at this after you turn it off, in the right-hand corner to you, I think it's over here now, I don't know, but drop down. Turn on the notifications so that every time we do a live webinar, like maybe I'll do one when I'm with the San Francisco Giants, or maybe I'll do one when I'm flying over to meet with the Chinese basketball team. But I would love for you to be notified when we are doing these. I love sharing the information. For more of you that want the protocol or like the probiotic blitz, give us an email or a call, and we'll make sure and direct you as to where those go. Probiotic lists are very, very, very important. Rena, thank you for logging in. Tim, thank you. John Stevens, as always. Jody Stevens, thank you. Jody Smith and the rest of it. Jory, I appreciate you being on. Guys, lastly, we're moving most of our calls because on my Facebook page, the Shan Stratton page right here, we can't bring any more on. They won't allow any more friends. We're at 5,000 or something, and that's the max. On our company page, Core Health Products page, Facebook, we can have thousands and thousands and thousands. So make sure after this call, go to our Facebook /Core Health Products. Follow us on there. Turn on the notifications as we start transitioning these calls over there so we can help more and more and more people. Our broadcasts are getting thousands and thousands of people that are watching these, so we hope that it's beneficial. Lastly, Natasha, you're asking how to sign in to receive notifications. Again, when you get done watching this, if you'll go back and look at it after it's over, on the right-hand side, there's a drop-down menu, and you can turn on notifications. Says you got it right there. So, cool. Guys, thank you so much. I love doing this. I appreciate you being on the call. I can't wait till next week. It's going to be another great call. Thanks for following us. Have a great weekend. We love y'all. God bless. Talk to you later.